Hey everyone, Rocky Bones here, and as usual, it's been a while since the last episode, and I hope you all have been well. As I've said in the past, I've just been so busy between work, Twitch, TikTok, YouTube, other content creating stuff, you know, just in life in general. So it's been kind of hard to find some time to make new episodes here, so I do apologize. With that said, things are pretty good for me right now, and I really can't complain. Anyway, let me start off by saying this might get a little heated, and you might not like my take on this, but let me just jump right into it. I watched recently the new Matt Rife Netflix special, and I read about its controversy already, which I kind of feel like was coming no matter what, just because of his style. So, the subject behind the controversy is domestic violence. With that, I get it. It's a very touchy subject, as it should be. However, what I don't get is, out of all the subjects that could be, that you could get offended by, people are only picking one. The kid, it seems like he can, like, make fun of and joke about, like, mentally challenged people, mental health. He can joke about race and religion, along with a lot of other things. But the one subject that you don't like, that's the issue. You don't really care about other people or their personal issues being talked about. It's only your issues that matter. You fucking hypocrites. Oh, my God. Like, that bothers me so much. Like, get over yourselves. Let me go on to say, one, if you never heard of Matt Rife, you should probably do a little Google search before going to or watching his fucking Netflix special. Two, if you haven't heard of a comic in general, do your fucking research before going there and to their comedy special. Like, I don't get it. But anyway, that's not, like, the full issue I have here. It's the entitlement of, like, some people. The, I don't really care about you, I just care about me and my problem. And I think that's an issue in general these days. And please understand, I'm not a far left or far right asshole trying to justify anything on any side. I'm just getting kind of tired of, like, the silly things being blown way out of proportion lately. I feel for the most part all subjects are allowed in comedy. Stand-up comedy, whatever. Of course, there's certain things that can go too far, and I get that. But as for, like, a Netflix special, this, in general, was a pretty tame performance by anyone that I've ever seen. I don't know. It's just... I get it, but I don't. Like, I understand being offended. I understand certain subjects being touchy. But, like, I don't feel like anyone... has the right to be like, well, this is okay and this is not okay, and I can laugh at this and you can laugh at this, but I can't laugh at that and you can't. Like, don't tell people what they can and can't do, especially on something so stupid and trivial as a Netflix fucking comedy special. And let me also add, with all the shit already going on in America and around the world right now, your pompous ass is worried about a single fucking joke. It was one fucking joke as an opening joke on a Netflix special. Like, come on, man. Like, whatever. I had to get that off my chest just because it's been bothering me how people just jump on this fucking train of being offended by stupid shit. It's not even like... legit stuff. It's just fucking complaining to complain anymore, man. Anyway, let me get into my actual thoughts on the special. It was okay. If you're a Matt Rife fan, I think you'll enjoy it, but it won't be mind-blowing. It seemed like a lot of maybe recycled material. And to be honest, I think there's a couple lines it reminded me of, like, things other comedians have already said. So it kind of, like, threw me off. I don't know. He just seemed kind of, like, bored, not really into it. Maybe this was just a quick money grab for him. Let me do a quick Netflix special and make a couple, whatever, thousands, millions. I don't know how much they fucking make on these things. But I don't know, like I said, I watched it, I laughed a couple times, and I was done. If he comes out with another special in the future or something, I'll watch it, but that's really it. I won't be going back to this one. I watched it once. It was, at best, entertaining, but I'm not going to be going back and watching it again. So I'll probably just continue watching his stuff on TikTok and stuff like that. And like I said, if he comes out with another special, I'll give it a go. But this one, I wasn't blown away. It was meh at best. And like I said, if you're a Matt Rife fan, check it out. Give it a go. Maybe you're different. But I was just semi-entertained. It ate up whatever an hour and a half of my night that I was trying to kill. So that's really it. So hopefully I won't be gone too much longer. Hopefully I'll be back sooner than the last time I said. But if you guys have been listening to me for the past few years, I don't know. Maybe I'll be back in 6 months. Maybe I'll be back in a week. I don't know. And hopefully I didn't offend you or piss you off too much with this episode. But I just had to get it off my chest. I appreciate you guys coming in and listening and supporting this podcast. So thank you very much, and hopefully you guys will come back for the next one, and hopefully you guys stick with me whether I come back in a week or a month or a year or whatever. Like I said, I'm gonna try, I always say I'm gonna try and I never do, but I'm gonna try and keep going. It is getting towards the end of the year. Holidays are coming up. Well, shit, holidays are here. It's Thanksgiving weekend coming up, and then obviously Christmas and all the other holidays coming up. So I don't know if I'll be busy. I don't know if that'll inspire me to do more material. But if you don't already know, just follow me on TikTok, YouTube. I'm on Twitch. I'm on almost every weekend. I'm always putting content up now, especially on TikTok. So go there, hang out, give me some likes, follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do, please. And hopefully I will see you guys soon. You guys are awesome. So have a great day, evening, and or night. Bye.